I started building a tree fort for my 5- and 8-year-old kids in December, a month after I was laid off. It was a project on my to-do list for at least 5 years, but I could never see how I would make the time. I now had the time, and after revealing to my kids that it may, in fact, be a possibility, there was no turning back. I was able to get some contract work right after I purchased the lumber, so I ended up doing most of the work during weekends, just as I would have if I were not laid off. Over a number of weeks, it took most of my weekend time until the fort was finished. The kids were never far away. One day, while working, I saw them walking from the house, their little bodies coming up the hill with bag lunches. They sat on the portion of the platform that was already finished and quietly ate lunch while I put down the remaining deck boards. They were enjoying the small portion of the fort that was complete, like construction workers that sit on I-beams with lunchboxes. The neighborhood kids called the tree fort area Hillville, and a little kid community with structures built from sticks and scrap wood has risen around the fort. Creativity swirls around Hillville. When friends are over, we let the kids stay there after dark, and we see the movement of flashlights and headlamps as the kids play on the hill at dusk. Each morning, when I sit and eat breakfast, I now see the tree fort out our window and think about the kids, sitting by me and eating lunch in anticipation of their new play area. When I see them on the fort or in Hillville, I'm thankful that I took the time for them. Realistically, I would not have built the tree fort without this layoff, but I should have. My most recent contract work just ended, and I hope to find a permanent role soon. In the meantime, though, I will be embarking on a new challenge that seemed out of reach in the past. Most importantly, when I'm back on stable feet, I will take on these challenges without a break. I cannot wait for a life event to force me to stop. With a perspective, this is Scott Loyette.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.